Go ahead. I think it's WRCT 883 is the instant massage, or you can go there at WRCT.org. It'd be nice to know if there's people listening online. If you want to instant massage me, that'd be just Jim Dandy. And that's WRCT.org is the interweb station site or whatever. Coming up at 1 o'clock, concert calendar, Yahoo. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you about your favorite untalented person ever. I just got clued in who this clown was. They said they got this big thing about Randy Jackson. I thought Randy Jackson was like one of them country singers. It's a pretty white name. Randy Jackson. I thought Randy Jackson was like, you know, he had a hat and he sang like, oh, I get her done in the morning, yeah, yeah, that kind of country guy. Here is the judge for Star Search, Star Search? It's still called Star, American Idol. It's just Star Search with a different name on it. So he has type 2 diabetes. Did you know that? Did you know that? Huh? Oh, boy. Boo! Okay, let's play some music here. Because, you know, it's important now since Randy Jackson has diabetes to tell you about type 2 diabetes. 21 million adults. It only took 21 million and one. Randy Jackson. You get people all excited about diabetes. And it used to be called sugar. You know? He's got sugar in his blood. They just sound kind of like sweet, you know? Says, oh, he's got sugar. That's nice. Oh, honey. Oh, but anyhow, half of them successfully, oh, that's good, less than how, that's even terrible. Less than half of them successfully managed the disease. Unlike TV personality Randy Jackson, he has type 2 diabetes, and he's learned how to successfully manage it because Randy Jackson is successful. Randy Jackson, he knows what it's all about. That Randy Jackson, oh, yeah, you can hear Randy Jackson's story. Yeah, let me, note to self. Hear Randy Jackson's story. Oh, boy. And you can receive tips. Go iknowdiabetes.org. I know diabetes. I know diabetes. What is this junk? That's the end of that right then and there, kids. I need a groovy tune. Even if I got to play twice in a row in the background, I got to play RPM. I can stands all I can stands, because I can't stands no more. And I know diabetes, baby. Johnny Diabetes. Yeah, the Johnny Diabetes combo. Yeah, they play a lot of weddings and stuff. You know? They do. They rock. They're an accordion player, man. That's on, bitch, man. He gets on that thing, he goes crazy. Oh, well, I'll tell you about sugar diabetes. Better known as Randy Jackson's disease. You can go to I Know Diabetes. They offer a variety of educational information and tools that can help people living with type 2 diabetes, i.e. Randy Jackson's disease, get one step closer. It says closer there. Let me get my ink pen out. I got my ink pen, and now it says one step closer to achieving their treatment goals. Those can log on to share their diabetes stories. Get in the know. That is right. Get in the know and visit iknowdiabetes.org. This is a public service massage from the American Heart Association and the BRCT. And while I'm just having at it with you, Meganitis. I wish Lee was here to tell me how do you pronounce that, Lee? Meningitis. Thank you, Lee, baby. See, I can read lips. You did not say that to me. Why, really? Oh, meningitis. Thank you, Lee, baby. It could strike anyone, even Randy Jackson. That's right. Then, boy, Randy Jackson would have two diseases. See, you know, that would be probably pretty impressive, you know? Anybody can have one disease, like Lou Gehrig. What's the odds of Lou Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease? Yeah, he's just destined to get that. But meningitis, I think they live down the street from the diabetes. The meningitis family. Yeah, a brainy bunch, them meningitis kids. Always smarting off, eating their scopal pea on the front porch. Yeah, the meningitis kids, they can strike anyone, anytime, anywhere. Health officials recommend vaccinations for adolescents 11 through 18 and college freshmen living in dormitories because they are all increased risk for contracting the disease. Oh, I like REM. I'm going to play RPM. That's not REM. That's RPM by Gary Usher.
You have been listening to Zombo's Deep Archives show, originally broadcast on the January the 23rd, 2009. All right, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, and I remain in your brain.
November uniform. 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 Es folgen Mitteilungen für 2, 6, 4, 5, 6 Gruppen, 5, 9, 9, 5, 9, 9, 3, 5 Gruppen. Achtung, 2, 6, 4, 5, 6 Gruppen.
Lulu Tantistas, Convalisruna Id, Lassini Adjusto. Grass Ultras is Odio Eketoku Luktus, it by Bentham Magna Rudrum. Nullum Fuja Niv Neku. Shop Shop.
I'm bleeding, you heard? I'm bleeding.
La même issue doit se faire.
Le cœur de ton cœur.
I don't have enough powers today.
What?
I don't have enough powers.
Yes. Oh my, an echte zeemeermin.
Thank you.
straight away. Skin turns grey. Body goes limp. Total shutdown. I am not here anymore.
Why did I do that? Was I angry? I don't know, you know. I don't know, you know. I don't know, you know. I don't know.
Thank you.
separate dollar kid. Adamant plus skillful at fluttering. Kite accurate equals noise asterisk create. Express, rail, barbarous. Letter chop 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 chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
But you sort of experience them, right? And yeah, then I started thinking like there'd be a documentary, but it'd be like sort of a time life thing, different ways of brain modification, and it'd be the computer simulating all different ways of feeling when you're on like different drugs,
different kinds of meditation, sex, anything, man. Think of it. It'd be like, have you ever Understanding Comics?
Ever read what?
That book, Understanding Comics.
No.
You should read it. It's really good. I'll lend it to you if you need a copy.
Okay.
I don't know. I was spinning off thoughts. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about. You originally, when I met you, you weren't smoking dope because you used to get the fear, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
The fear? I don't know. It's a hard thing to describe. It's like a...
Like it's just overwhelming and you just can't get control?
Yeah, well, it's like a... It's like, yeah, it's overwhelming anxiety, right? And it's like...
And you can't combat it?
Yeah, and the thing is, for me, I think it's real personal for everyone, like what level it takes. For me, it always takes this thing, like, it's always a control thing, like having to control... Really, I guess it's just intensity, right? You know, it's just like unfamiliar intensity, right? You know, which is why I had to quit pot, because, you know, you're getting high and you just want to feel the same way you always do, and all of a sudden you're smoking joint, it's this, you know what I mean? This whole, so it's an uncontrolled intensity thing, and then like, I don't know, yeah, it's just like your body goes into, gets pumped full of adrenaline, right? And your heart starts going ka-chung, ka-chung.
Well, I'll tell you something, here's a good thought. This has happened to me 3 times recently. It never used to happen to me. I never ever feel like sick or anything. Like, you know, like, so what you talk about, I'll be sitting there, I'll be wow. You know, because I don't smoke on lunch, maybe it's like once a week, you know, so trying to take some feel like your tolerance again.
Yeah.
And then I'll smoke and I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, you know, wow, I'm really high. All of a sudden I'll sort of slip into it, you know, and I'll be like, but I'm able to fight it. Like that night on mushrooms I told you about, I just couldn't fight it. I surrendered myself to this mind fuck.
Yeah.
But you know, when I'm on pot, it's like I feel strong enough, so I go, no, fuck. I go like, so I try to force myself to see it in a different way. I try to see it as I don't get this high that often, so it's like a whole new way of seeing the world, so I might as well dig it, you know, instead of being afraid of it, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, this happened to me 3 times, it happened to me tonight again. You know? I just walk around, I want to get an ice cream. I saw my sister's friend.
Che sono di una cosa? Vous avez la machine?
Oh,
10 listen to WRCT Pittsburgh. 20 go to 10. Shop, 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 shop. Thank you.
気を引き締めて。
うん、集中集中。あ、そうだ。これワッシー持ってて。うん、髪につけてくれてもいいんだよ。
戦いが終わったらつけてみるわ。似合ってて褒めてね、そのうち。
死なないから。朝でまた会えるから。
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Shop. Shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
To F off, F off, F off, to F off, F back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
So we have unfortunately fallen so far in terms of the discourse that is considered, I don't want to say typical or acceptable. Maybe typical is a good word, not normal and acceptable, but unfortunately what has become typical in the modern sort of discourse of the American right wing, that over the last week, we had multiple calls to violence, not only from former President Donald Trump, but his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. And it barely got any attention. It barely received any reporting. I mentioned it Monday when we talked about the whacked Trump rally over the weekend. And it was one of 10 or so clips that I played for you. But it really has not gotten the attention that it should get, given that we know that their followers are not only capable of violence, but they're willing to do violence, as January 6th showed us, among other instances of political violence. So as a reminder, what are we talking about? Here's Donald Trump over the weekend when he called on his supporters to, quote, lay down their very lives to fight Marxism and critical race theory. Remember this?
Anything. Getting critical race theory out of our schools is not just a matter of values. It's also a matter of national survival. We have no choice. The fate of any nation ultimately depends upon the willingness of its citizens to lay down, and they must do this, lay down their very lives to defend their country. If we allow the Marxists and communists and socialists to teach our children to hate America, there will be no one left to defend our flag or to protect our great country or its freedom.
Lay down our very lives to fight Marxism, socialism, communism, and people against people who want to teach critical race theory. This is not only unhinged. It's not only based on things that aren't even really taking place in this country, but it's targeted at a group of people that are willing to get violent. Michael Flynn spoke to a QAnon conference a few days ago. Michael Flynn, one of Donald Trump's former national security advisors, and he was talking about charging the machine gun nest. Again, more violent imagery and language.
Can you to charge the machine gun nest? Maybe I'm just asking you to dig a little bit deeper there. Or hold this side of the line. Or form up, because we're going to counterattack over here. And that counterattack is we're going to go after school boards. And then those people that then fight them back. We got this problem in Iowa right now. And these are Republicans.
Yeah. So listen, you can argue that part of the rise of Trump was the media gave him too much attention very early in the Republican primary. That's a fair criticism that can be made of corporate media. We're now seeing the opposite problem, which is now that he and they have tens of millions of followers who would still vote for them if he ran again today, he and his associates like Michael Flynn are using violent imagery and alluding to calls for violence, and it's not getting coverage anymore. And of course, the ideal situation would have been the opposite. They should have ignored and modestly ridiculed him. In-